USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden says a coronavirus stimulus package has to pass. Biden telling reporters outside the White House before visiting Walter Reed on Friday. Many Republicans, including Republican Senator Tom Cotton, are not happy with the price tag of nearly $2 trillion.
We passed multiple bills last year, starting in March with the CARES Act, finishing up in late December, that spent trillions of dollars to give needed relief to the American people and fund the record development of so many vaccines, help schools stay open or get back open as the case may be. We're happy to work together on a bipartisan bill that would actually address those needs, that would make sure that vaccines are getting distributed, that schools are staying open.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says News Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine is 85% effective in preventing severe illness is very encouraging. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A new variant of coronavirus made its way to the United States.
The CDC is reporting South Carolina has the first known U.S. COVID-19 case of a fast-spreading variant discovered in South Africa. Although easier to spread, there is no indication it's deadlier. Moderna, Pfizer, and now Novavax have each reported that their vaccines, while still effective, offer less protection against the South African variant, which means a lower efficacy rate, somewhere between 60 and 85.6%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
The annual March for Life is underway, but it's a virtual affair this year. Event President Jeannie Mancini says the pro-life movement aims to protect the voiceless from abortions.
We are all united by our common understanding that every life from the moment of conception is precious.
Live Action founder Lila Rose also says the pro-life effort is the greatest human global rights movement in history. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Brandon Mitchin just wants his three children to have the option to go back to school after being stuck at home for nearly a year. Mitchin's viral sound-off was shared thousands of times after he said the school board wasn't taking any action. Mitchin also has some advice for the school board.
We have elected officials. We bring them in. They're supposed to have a job to do. A lot of times it's easy to sit back and let other people lead. What I said and what I was passionate about is, look, if you're not going to lead, this country was built on strong leaders. Take a step to the side. That's okay. And let other people step into that void. And if you're not going to get our kids back, make a plan and execute it. And you know what? You may fall a little short, but it's better than no plan at all. And, you know, the key thing I think is, like, you gotta put something out there and take a little bit at risk.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says indoor dining can resume in New York City on Valentine's Day at 25% capacity.
The restaurants want a period of time so they can notify workers, order supplies, etc. So we're saying indoor dining 25% on Valentine's Day.
The Democrat says he wants to reopen more events in New York through testing.
We demonstrated it in Buffalo at the Buffalo Bills playoff game. 7,000 people tested before they went into the stadium. We've had virtually no cases of spread from that game.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.